You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Monday, September 18th, 2023, and you're listening to me, Grandpa Dan, streaming at RadioAlbion.com. Well, you're kicking off your work week, and whether you're listening right after the show posted or at a time of your convenience, I am grateful that you've tuned in and decided to start your work week off with us here at Radio Albion. For those of you that listened to the Friday show, I'm still under the weather, and just kind of give you a time frame idea. I recorded the Friday show on Thursday. This is kind of the way I usually do it, by the way. And I'm recording this Monday show on Friday, so I'm still sick. And so, as a result, if there's a drop in quality, that is the reason why. I just ask that you will bear with me and understand that I'm doing the best that I can. As always, on the Daily National Show, we continue to have our Sven Longshank support links down there. Don't want to forget that. And I hope you'll get a chance to drop Sven a note, a letter, maybe drop a little money his way to help him out. I like the email thing. I use the email thing. I put $20 on the email account. Gosh, like, I don't know, some time ago. And I still haven't used up the $20. It's very cost effective. It eliminates the whole thing with snail mail and the delay that way, especially if you're overseas, if you don't live in Britain. I think it's the way to go. I mean, some people might not be comfortable with having to use your name or whatever. I don't care. But that's the way I recommend. But either way, I do ask that you don't forget Sven. I know he's receiving your cards and your letters and such, and he really does appreciate those. And on his behalf, I thank all of you who have done that and continue to do that. Like I said, I am under the weather. You may or may not be able to tell by the sound of my voice. I am, with the joys and the wondrous technology of doing these podcasts and not doing them live, I am able to pause and you know, cough my lungs out or whatever I need to do, blow my nose, and try to present it as best I can. I'm going to do something different with this show today because, for one, I am not feeling well, and two, I really don't have any very good material that I want to cover today. I may or may not go ahead and do an actual news story, which is the traditional format here for the Daily Nationalist. I do have one lined up, but it's not it's interesting, but it's not enough to fill up the full 30 minutes. So I wanted to start off talking about something else, and I don't have any material I'm going to link to here. You can, because there is so much material out there. I just want to talk about a general topic, and then if we have time, we'll go ahead and get into the story, which I do think is interesting in its own way, because it does tell us that they plan to continue their social program of fear and hysteria. Not that that's surprising to any of us. I've been looking more and more into this whole, the fire in Maui, the Lahaina fire in Maui, and it's kind of been swept off of the news cycle, not surprisingly. And, you know, there's a whole lot of stuff out there. I'm sure there's a lot of stuff I haven't seen, but I really, the whole thing stinks to high heaven. And I'm not going to really get off into a lot of, you know, I don't know, quote unquote conspiracy stuff, but it's obvious when they're lying to you. And when it's obvious they're lying to you, you know, they'll sit there and tell you, oh, well, what evidence do you have? Well, you can't prove it. You can always tell, you know, you can always tell the guilty party when they're demanding that you show them where they're lying, when it's obvious that they're lying. Now, I don't plan to get into specifics like direct energy weapons or some form of, you know, more conventional arson or whatever like that. That's not my intention here. But what I do want to highlight and point out is this pattern when you know somebody's lying and you know they're hiding something. Now, we know the government and the media lie always. I mean, when they tell you something, you have to understand, just as a matter of course, because of because of their track record, that at least part of what they're telling you is bullshit. I mean, you just have to know that because they have this power. If you know somebody in your personal life who is a habitual liar, when they come at you with some juicy, gossipy story about your coworker, your family member, your wife, your husband, whatever the case may be, if they have a track record of being a habitual liar, a habitual gossiper, whatever, you always have to take that into account. You can't jump up and say, wow, you know, these two coworkers are having a fling or whatever. You have to consider the source. Well, this person is a notorious liar. They're notorious for spreading rumors about other people. Just as a side note on that, I'm always cautious about somebody like that. Like if you work around somebody or know somebody that habitually runs around and tells you who run up. No, have you heard about so-and-so? The person who always loves to tell you the latest, juiciest gossip and scandalous material on somebody else, you can take it to the bank that when you're not around, they're telling other people about you. They're talking about you. People that run around talk about other people to you behind their backs, you can 100% be guaranteed that they also go to those people and talk about you behind your back. It's called pattern recognition. It's something that falls into the category of common sense, which once again is in very short supply. Now, reeling things back in, like I said, I don't really care about getting into direct energy weapons or really specific things that we don't really have very much evidence, if any at all. All we need to know is we can start from the standpoint that the government and media lie to us continually. And now we can start piecing together. We've had a little time. The media has, of course, washed this off the front page. And we can start taking tidbits of circumstantial evidence and putting these things together and start coming to a conclusion that there is something nefarious going on. Now, right after this happened, I said, I believe on my Parish of the Patriots show, I made the statement that regardless of the cause of this, I can 100% guarantee you that those people that were victimized by this are going to get screwed out of their land. And I continue to maintain that. Only question is, which part of the system is going to screw them? Are they going to use the government part of the system? Or are they just going to come in and directly just buy this? These people have suffered and lost all of their belongings and everything they've accumulated, the things they've inherited, some of these people from generations. These homes have been owned for generations. Like, the ashes hadn't quit smoldering and real estate developers are calling them up trying to buy their land. Of course, for pennies on the dollar. Now, you have this situation where it turns out that back in July, like 1 month before, while the governor of Hawaii signed a bill that says in the case of a natural disaster, the government can basically take their land. Oh, it says they can buy the land, but that means they can buy the land for whatever they decide to give you for it. In other words, they can steal your land. That's a heck of a coincidence. One of my favorite sayings, and I think it actually came from an old movie, which I don't remember, but one of my favorite sayings is, there's no such thing as coincidence, just plans other people make that they don't tell you about. That's something I believe. There's no such thing as coincidence. There's just plans other people make that they don't tell you about. Now we have a heck of a deal here where a month before this happens, and this is very coveted property, by the way, you have the governor signing a bill that says, in the case of a natural disaster, which we totally don't see coming, we can just go ahead and take your land and do with it as we see fit. I see a potential of the government coming in, taking the people's land, and then turning around and handing it to a developer, again, for pennies on the dollar, so they can build a resort, because look at all the tax money we could get. We could benefit from that. See, eminent domain was originally designed back in the day and justified with the idea if the government was building a highway and you had one guy that owned, you know, 5 acres of land, he could hold up the highway project by demanding like a basically a ransom for his land. So they said, well, you can't have that. So the government can declare eminent domain and build the highway and give the guy what they say it's worth. It makes sense on the surface, but you can see we're in a corrupt system like we live under. They sit here and just say they, you know, it's worth whatever they say it's worth. But we've come to the point now where the government will declare eminent domain so private developers can use this, you know, closer to home here, several, you know, well, it's been, I guess it's been quite a few years back when Jerry Jones built the AT&T, now AT&T Stadium, the Cowboys monstrosity over in Arlington. You know, there were people that lived there that didn't want to sell their land so Jerry Jones could make a, this ugly, hideous monstrosity of a football stadium. And they're like, no, I'm not selling my land. I don't know. I'm just not. Now, understand, you know, he could have gone out and bought 100 acres just outside of the DFW area from one person and built his monstrosity there. But no, they wanted to build it here. And you had these people that owned their homes. So what eventually happened is the government declared eminent domain, told them this is what you get for your home. Now get the hell out. And then handed it over to Jerry Jones so he could build his monstrosity, hideous football stadium. You see how it works. So you have this situation where the government has now passed a bill that says ultimately they can do this. Quite a coincidence. Now, you have this situation that when the fires were going on, there was no water. Firefighters couldn't fight the water. And at first they denied this. Quite telling, isn't it? At first they denied this. But then they couldn't deny it any longer. It was obvious too many people were talking about it. And they did admit that they cut the water off. There wasn't any water to fight the fires. And they said they did this in the name of water equity. Whatever the hell that means. I guess, I don't know. What, there's black people somewhere who don't have enough water, so we're going to turn off the water so you can't fight the fire? I don't even know how that makes any sense. But be it as it may, they cut the water off. Now there's no water to fight the fire. Another coincidence, isn't it? A coincidence. Isn't it funny when you take closer and closer looks at these stories, these coincidences, you can't see it. I realize I'm sitting here doing the quotation thing with my fingers and I'm like, too much cold medicine. They can't see what you're doing. Start stacking these coincidences one on top of the other. You start getting a picture. They're lying to you. There's more going on here than obviously what they're telling. People were trying to leave and they had they're basically one road out of town and they had the road barricaded. I touched on this on one of my previous shows, but I was doing it from a different angle, talking about people's idolatry as far as worshiping authority. But they had the road barricaded and you've seen the long lines of burnt up cars. Now, apparently they had police at this barricade telling people they can't leave with the fire raging behind there. Now, a few people were just basically like screw off pigs and drove around their little barricade and went on. And those people, 20 minutes later, were safe in the next town. All of the sheep people sat in their cars going, well, we can't go around. The police say we can't do it. You know, this is what I mean when I say as things get more difficult, there's going to be a massive culling of people. You know, this is just an observation, you know, because people that do not have enough thought process are so subservient to authority. These are the people that when they drive down the road, you're driving down the road and you see them in front of you and all of a sudden they slam on their brakes and you're like, what are they doing? Why are they slamming on their brakes out here? We're in the middle of a highway. There's nothing up here. And then you see that there's a state vehicle, like a highway department vehicle on the side of the road with some state worker sleeping in the truck that has his flashing lights on top of the pickup. And they see flashing lights and they've got to hit their brakes because to them it triggers this reaction of it's authority. I've got to obey the authorities. And they slam on their brakes for no reason because there's flashing lights, even though they're on top of a highway department truck or a dump truck or hell, even a tractor shredding the grass on the shoulder of the road. They see a flashing light and they've got to slam on their brakes. I cannot imagine having the attitude of subservience where you'll sit there with your family in your car with you and because some stupid cop is standing there behind a sawhorse and says, well, you can't go past here. Why? Well, we got orders said not to let anybody leave, that you wouldn't flip him off and drive around this stupid son of a bitch and go to the next town. I mean, what are they going to do? Arrest you and take you to the jail that's on fire? This is what I mean. When as things get more complicated, more difficult, and survival is going to start depending on people having some freaking common sense, there's going to be a lot of people culled out. If you're going to sit there in your car and get burnt up because some dumb cop is standing up there with a sawhorse and a flashing light on the sawhorse and says you can't leave. The people that drove around the sawhorse and flipped off the cop, they went. They probably didn't flip off the cop. I would have flipped off the cop and went to the next town, lived. The ones that sat in their car and blindly obeyed the authorities got to burn up and die. But that's not really the point here. The point is why? Why would they? I don't know the answer. Because you can say, well, they're going to burn up the land. Well, they need to burn up a bunch of people, too. Of course, it helps eliminate, you know, when you've got the people that own the property, who's going to be left to make a stink about who's going to get paid for the property when it gets taken over, if they're dead. If their heirs that are going to inherit the property live over on the mainland, well, they don't have any interest in some burned up property. And when they get offered, you know, couple hundred grand or whatever for this plot of land, heck yeah, I could buy, you know, they could buy a new car or a boat with it. It's going to make getting that property a lot easier. If they don't have any heirs, well, guess what? The state can just go ahead and take it. Now, I could get into more deeply about, you know, this idea of sacrificing people in a fire in a demonic ritual, which probably plays a part in it, to be completely honest. But we're not going to do that. We're trying to stick with information we actually have and things that we can kind of piece together. Because that's what we're always left with. And this is the way they dismiss you. They lie to you. So people are forced to look at tidbits of information they can gather on their own and from other people on the internet, as we're doing today, and start trying to piece together some facsimile of the truth from the limited information we have. And what do they do? What do the liars do? They point and scoff and you're a bunch of conspiracy theorists. You're just making up conspiracy. Well, yeah, because that's all we can do is theorize, because we know you SOBs are lying to us. They lie to us about everything. And then they sit there when people are forced to go out on their own, because the media lies to us and the government lies to us, but they're one and the same. To highlight this, not to get off on tangent, but to highlight this, look at Friday's show that I did, The Daily Nationalist. You have the media, basically, if you had a British-run, government-directly run propaganda article written, it wouldn't be any different than what was supposedly done by an independent journalist at The Daily Mail. The media and the government are one and the same. You know, and it's what makes it ridiculous when people say, oh, yeah, if that was true, then what about whistleblowers? Somebody would come out and tell. Who are they going to tell? The government media people? You think the media, you're going to go to some media journalist and break the big story and they're going to tell? No. No, they're all on the same team. And then they scoff and hand wave you off. Oh, you're just theorizing. Well, yeah, that's all we can do, because you people lie all the time. So we know that happened. Now, since then, as we continue to look at these coincidences and these things that we know on their face don't make any sense, by and large, what was ravaged here, what was razed to the ground, are wooden structures. These are older homes. These are older homes that many of you probably remember your grandparents living in, or maybe you yourself lived in. You know, old wooden, probably pier and beam old houses. They're just old wooden homes. And these are what were razed to the ground. None of the celebrities' houses got burned up. Another coincidence. Posh hotel there, it didn't get burned up. Another coincidence. See, they start stacking up, don't they? And they keep dismissing, oh, that's just a coincidence. I see people trying to dismiss, oh, you just don't understand how fires work. They always want you to look at these things as isolated things. But when you look at them as the whole, you start seeing these quote-unquote coincidences continue to pile up and pile up and pile up. If it was one quote-unquote coincidence on its own, yeah, you might could brush that off. But when you have to start stacking so-called coincidences, you're back to Dan's view that there is no such thing as coincidence, only plans other people make that they don't tell you about. The dead giveaway is when you look at things in the bigger picture and they start stacking up one on top of the other. More coincidence, one more coincidence, here's another coincidence. It said, and I'm just throwing this out here kind of off on its own because this is something I don't know can be verified, but I think I've heard it several places. And I'm sure it's probably true. Oprah Winfrey owns thousands of acres there, which is anyway. And she just so happened to have private firefighters to fight her, to make sure her property was safe. I guess she had water as well for them to use. No more coincidences. Now, since this has happened, and again, I the lead up here, I got a little off track. I blame the cold medicine. But I'm stopping. The pause here is because I'm so tempted to go off on a cold medicine tangent, but I'm not going to do it. Not today. Anyway, since this happened, I was saying that these structures that were burned up were basically, by and large, wooden houses. Just house fires. Since then, they've put up a giant construction chain link fence basically around the whole town and won't let hardly anybody in except government people. Now, you tell me, what are they keeping people out for? Why are they still not allowing these people to go back and inspect their properties? But they're not. This is something new. As usual, they lie, and their justifications are transparent lies. They say, we can't allow people to come in because we're worried about looters. Everything is burned to the ground. What the hell are they going to loot? And that's bullshit anyway, because all you got to do is bring your cop with the barricade out. And before anyone comes in, look and make sure that, yes, they actually live here. Because, you know, their address would be on their driver's license. And if they have an ID that says, yes, I live on this street in this town, then go ahead on through so you can go take a look at your property. That's what would normally be done, wouldn't it? Instead, they have managed to miraculously throw up a fence around the entire town. They won't let anybody in because they're saying they're worried about looters all of the sudden. Even though everything's been burned up, they're worried about looters. It continues to get worse. We're going to have more things. Now, you say they're worried about the environment. And before I get off into that, the governor was asked, you know, don't you think, because they're having, it's always funny because they have to cover up their wicked schemes and their evil with incompetence. You know, when all of these coincidences started getting pointing out, the only way they can justify them is, well, would you just give us a break? We were totally incompetent. We were incompetent that we shut the water off that day, didn't let people leave, didn't sound any sirens or warn anybody that anything was going on. Hey, it's not our fault. We were just dumbasses. That's what they're left with. As if that should be an excuse. Don't blame us. We were just incompetent. Now, the governor of Hawaii got confronted and said, don't you think that, you know, with this level of incompetence, maybe you at least owe the people an apology? Don't you think somebody from the government ought to come forward and say, yeah, really sorry about this? And the governor responds, well, I personally feel bad about it, in a way that you can tell he obviously doesn't. He says, I think the whole world owes an apology because, you see, climate change. This is the result of our collective responsibility by killing the planet. By not eating bugs and paying global taxes and giving up our cars and any remnant of sort of freedom that we have. If I was one of the people there, they would have had to restrain me. If that was like my property and I was there and that smug SOB popped off with that, he'd better have security because I'm going to go up there and I'm going to punch him right in the face. But nobody did. Anyway. Yes, he actually said that. He actually had the nerve to say it's a collective responsibility of the entire planet. You see, because if everybody's responsible, then nobody is, right? Forget our alleged incompetence and all of these coincidences piling up and all of the rest of it. You see, everybody's responsible because we're not doing enough to combat climate change. As I said, these were largely wooden structures. They were old houses that were burned up. But yet they're not letting anybody in because of safety. Of course, you can justify anything with safety. Now they say, it's going to keep getting weirder. Now they say there's hazardous material there. And the EPA has come in. And they've got all these 55-gallon drums, plastic barrels, that are filled with hazardous material. Nobody knows what hazardous material the hell. What the hell hazardous material are you getting from burned-up houses? Exactly what are we talking about here? But they're filling all of these 55-gallon drums with supposed hazardous material, and they're going to ship those off to the mainland for proper disposal. And this is another one of the reasons we can't let the people in, because there's all this hazardous material from burned-up wooden houses. Does this make sense to you? I'm sorry, but if it walks like a duck, it quacks like a duck, it's a damn duck. If it looks like they're hiding, frantically running around hiding evidence, then they're frantically running around hiding evidence. We're going to get into that here a little more. And again, I don't need to get into like a specific thing. They use direct energy weapons or any of this. I just want to look at the obvious fact that they're hiding evidence. When was the last time there was a house fire in your town and the EPA showed up, cordoned everybody off, wore hazmat suits, and shoveled everything into drums and hauled it off to another state or overseas to dispose of it? The last time I can remember that happening was after 9/11. Remember that? Remember when they couldn't ship that steel off fast enough to be melted down and disposed of? Even though you had this massive, massive crime scene, probably the biggest crime scene in the history of the world, they shipped all the evidence off for immediate disposal. Just coincidence. They're just wanting you to be safe. This hazardous material from your house burning down. It gets worse. They say they're worried that, you see, the ash from these wooden houses burning down could eventually find itself washed off into the ocean. And what greater environmental catastrophe could you have than the ash from burned up wood washing off into the ocean? So you see, they're going to wind up coating everything with some sort of vinyl polymer. I'm assuming it's some sort of plastic. They don't feel good. I don't want to get into the scientific part of it. But they're going to coat everything with a vinyl polymer plastic sort of thing so that the ash from the wooden stuff can't wash off into the ocean. Because if there's one thing that's more environmentally sound than wood ash washing into the sea, it's having more plastic. We already got enough plastic floating around the ocean. What's a little more going to matter? Better than having wood, right? They're going to coat it. They said, well, people are really even going to be able to go back in there and find anything, because once we coat everything with this vinyl polymer, there's going to be a layer of shit on there. You're not going to be able to do anything with it. Really. I mean, at some point in time, they're going to bulldoze all the burned up stuff up to clear the land regardless. What's the point of putting the vinyl polymer or whatever the hell it is all over it? Coating it with the plastic. What is the purpose of that? And of course, they say this is 100% totally safe. We're, for it to wash off in the ocean or whatever the hell. Again, it's obvious they're hiding some sort of evidence. I don't know what it is. I'm not going to sit here and say, I know it was this, because that's getting off in pure conjecture. But it is obvious they're hiding evidence. The fact that you just have wooden structures burned up and the EPA is massive and frantically shoveling something into these barrels and shipping it overseas to the mainland, and they're still not letting anybody come in, and now they're going to spray everything down. When was the last time, again, a wooden structure burned down, a building burned down in your community, and they came in and sprayed it down with vinyl polymer? Like, never. Look, common sense tells you they're hiding the evidence. I mean, why else would they be doing? But come on. You got to be one of the NPC brain dead bot people to buy these excuses, because they're so flimsy and stupid on their face. They're hiding evidence. I mean, seriously, they're hiding evidence. I don't know how you look at just these two things, the EPA thing, and then the fact they're going to coat everything now with this plastic or whatever it is, and you don't interpret that as they're hiding evidence. Imagine if a homeowner had his house burned down. He made a claim on the insurance, and before they could come in and investigate whether it was arson, he went in with a bulldozer, bulldozed everything up, put it in a dump truck, and had it hauled off to the landfill before anybody could come in and investigate whether or not it might have been arson. The insurance company would be like, well, screw you. You're not getting paid off. You destroyed the evidence. We couldn't investigate it. Right? That's what they would do to you or me or anybody else. That's a reasonable action. You know, if you saw somebody do this, you pretty much, you jump to your conclusion. You jump to the first conclusion you would jump to is that guy set his own house on fire trying to get an insurance check. Common sense would tell you that. Otherwise, why would he bulldoze the house and haul it off to the landfill before anybody could come and investigate the fire? Yeah, when the government does it, you see, it's a coincidence. They're just trying to keep you safe. They're trying to save the planet. They're trying to save the ocean from chunks of burnt wood getting in it by covering that burnt wood first with a bunch of plastic. Then it can wind up in the ocean. You always love when they're covering up their lies, how the quote-unquote fact checkers will come out and their debunking will consist of, there is no evidence of that. Circumstantial evidence, isn't there? When you put all of these things together and the coincidences start piling on top of the other, you can put it together and say, beyond a reasonable doubt, something is going on here. They'll cherry pick something and say, oh no, that's been debunked by the experts who just so happen to work for a government think tank or whatever. You see this all the time. What we've looked at today with the case of these fires, this fire, all you have to do is look at the, what we've done today, all you have to do is look at the known things. You don't have to get off into more specific things that may or may not have an element of truth to them. You don't even have to do that. You look at their own statements and their own actions and their own reports, and you can piece these things together and at least get a picture of what's going on here and the fact that they're lying. They're lying. The fact they're running around hiding evidence tells you that this was not a normal fire. I don't know how it was started. I don't know. But this was not a normal fire. This can't be chalked up to incompetence that they just so happened to turn the water off and that's why the fire spread so rapidly. When they're running in there, running around in there, frantically carrying out evidence and destroying evidence as quickly as they can before they let anyone anywhere near all of this. That tells you right there, this wasn't just some normal, natural fire. You can put that together with common sense. Of course, the fact checker debunkers will claim that common sense doesn't play into this. We've asked a government expert and he said, oh no, we always do this. This is totally, totally normal. I assure you, when it's all said and done, you watch. These people will get screwed out of their land. I don't know who will ultimately wind up with it, but these people, you are not going to see people go in and rebuild houses. Oh, yes, let's add one more thing to it. We need to wrap up, but we're going to add one more thing to it that just popped into my head. That the insulting $700 payments, by the way, after you read article after article about all these billions going to the Ukraine, another billion going to Taiwan, another billion going here, billion, 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 and they go out there and hand these people $700 and act like, to pat themselves on the back, that they're doing so much for them. See, they want them to go broke. They've got to make the people that didn't get burned up and killed, they got to make these people desperate. Mark my words, at the end of the day, if this was all a normal thing, these people would be in there, the insurance companies would be in there investigating and writing up and writing policies and cutting checks. You see, they can't get their insurance checks, by the way, because the insurance companies aren't going to cut a check on your claim until they can go examine the scene. You know, as we talked about earlier, you know, what caused the fire? They're going to go in there. They're not letting the insurance investigators in either. So these people aren't getting insurance checks either. They can't make their claims. Another coincidence that these people are going to starve out and be more amicable to letting go. I guarantee you, by the end of the day, you are not going to go back there and see rebuilt structures similar to the ones that were there. They rebuilt the community. And look, they're already talking about, well, Biden came out and said, we're going to rebuild with a new green view. We? This is these people's land. They're going to rebuild what they want to rebuild. What the hell do you have to do with it? See, in their mind, they already own it. It's already theirs because they know they're going to wind up with it. See, you can put these things together and it makes... Yeah, it's an incomplete picture, but you have enough of the pieces together to get an idea of what we're seeing here. I can assure you 100% you're going to have a bunch of single family structures back in place like were there before. You're probably going to have some gaudy, ugly resort community. It's probably the equivalent to Jerry Jones' ugly stadium. guests. It'll be AT&T Resort Village in Maui. And hey, all the people that formerly owned homes there, they can pay rent for an apartment at the resort and work there. And work there for, you know, minimum wage or some crap. I guarantee you're not going to see those houses rebuilt. You're going to see something else. And hey, when these people lose everything and the wealthy, you know, some form of, whether it be the government, they pocket the benefit of it. And these people wind up with scraps, if anything at all. Hey, you can chalk that up as just one more coincidence. We're going to go ahead and get on out of here. I hope you enjoyed today's show, and I hope you'll get a chance to check out all of our great content for the rest of the week, Monday through Friday, here on Radio Albion. So as always, keep the faith, and we'll see you next time.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.